Well, now we turn our attention to Palestinian prisoners who've been on hunger strike in Israeli jails for 18 days now. And they say that they will press ahead with their protest campaign until their voices are heard. More than 120 Palestinian inmates imprisoned without charge or trial have been on an open-ended strike since April the 24th. They've said in a letter posted on Facebook that they won't give up their campaign despite extreme hunger and weakness. The striking inmates say that they are being subjected to assault and battery by Israeli guards. Palestinian prisoners argue that they are being held behind bars despite their innocence. Officials say a number of prisoners have been taken to the hospital over their deteriorating health. Well, let's cross over to Ramallah, joined by Press TV's correspondent Hanna Qassis. Hanna, good to have you with us. What do you have on this story as far as the likelihood of this hunger strike continuing and if there has been any Israeli reaction so far?
Well, yes, the Palestinian prisoner movement have defined in a very clear manner that their protest, their hunger strike will continue until their demands are met. And more and more prisoners are joining the hunger strike, and Israel is taking more punitive measures against the hunger strikers, as well as the other prisoners who are supporting them. Recently, even the ill prisoners, in solidarity with the hunger striking prisoners, the administrative detainees, have been on hunger strike, and they refused even to take their medicine. And now Israeli officials, Israeli Prison Services, IPS, has threatened to even put the ill prisoners in solitary confinement. The administrative detainees who started their hunger strike are punished in different manners and different ways. Sometimes they are beaten, sometimes they are taken to another jail and put in an isolation cell there. And the movement from one prison to another in itself is very exhausting for these prisoners. First, because they have not had anything to eat or drink in about 18 days. Second, because the transport they're transported in a cruel way. Their hands are shackled behind their backs. Their legs are shackled to each other. The seats on these buses are made of pure steel. There's no cushions. So moving them around, especially if they're moving them from prisons inside of the Negev Desert, is very hot. It is very difficult for them since they cannot drink anything or eat anything. And these are just some of the few measures taken by Israeli authorities. And just today, we've heard reports from the Palestinian Ministry of Prisoner Affairs that the youngest administrative detainee on hunger strike, 20-year-old Ahmed al-Ramawi, has even been taken from his jail and sent to a civilian jail as a means for punishment. And that means that he's no longer around political prisoners and that he's around prisoners who have committed crimes against society and not in a political manner whatsoever. Okay. And this is also very difficult for the prisoners and for their morals.
All right, very sad situation there. Thank you so much for that update. Press TV's correspondent Hanna Qassis out of Ramallah.